mic's on. Yeah, there it is. There it is. This morning, we're going to talk about models. Do you guys know what a model is? What's a model? You know? Well, you know, the dictionary gives all kinds of different definitions for model, but we're going to talk about two different kinds of models. And the first one we're going to talk about is... That is a ship. I wanted to show you this picture. This is a model ship. A model is a smaller version of something big. Sometimes it's something, a model, you put it together, and sometimes it comes that way. Now here's another kind of model. Do you see that? That's a model that weathermen use. It's a flat model. Usually models are something that you can touch and feel, and it looks like the real thing. But this one's a flat model, and this helps the weathermen predict weather. Hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes. Okay. Now, here's a model. This is a model that you put together. What is that? Yeah, it's an airplane. It's a glider. That's a model.
How do you make that?
Like a big one, you put it together. Now, here's a model. See if you can tell me what this is. What is this?
It's a guitar.
Yes, it's a miniature little model of a guitar. It has strings. And here's where the sound comes out. Yeah, that's a model. Okay, let's see. Okay, now here's a model. These are my daughters. What is that? Can you tell what that is? Yes, it's a dragonfly. And that's another kind of model that you put together. See, it's not flat, is it? Once you put it together, then it won't be flat. That's 3D. That's what they call that. Now here's a model that our daughter put together when she was quite young. Yes, but it's a model. This is not a car that you would play with. See, it's one that she had to glue together and follow the instructions. There's the bottom part. See, the hood comes up. See the motor inside? That's a model. Okay. This is one she didn't have to put together. Her papa got her this one. And the doors go open just like a real car. See, that's a model. And this one, you can run it. Can you see the seats inside there? Mm-hmm. Can you see the seats, Josie? You'd have to be tiny to fit in there and drive that, wouldn't you? Okay. Those are models. Okay. Now there's one coming up that you guys will really like. Just a minute, Josie. Just a minute, honey. Let's get this back on this. Okay, go and watch your head for just a minute. Okay.
Oh. I love horses.
I thought you might. Now, this is a model horse, just like a real horse. And some of these model horses made by this company, they made models to look and have the name of a real horse.
It's like a Tennessee Walker.
Yeah, Crystal knows lots about horses.
I have watched these, but they're different kind of horses.
Yeah, those are models, too. Now I'm going to show you this model. This is a model that our daughter made when she was 13 years old. She went to the library and she got a book, and she had to get all the things that she needed, the materials she needed, and put it together. She had to cut out everything and put that together. It's kind of faded because this was black.
It looks like a car.
It is a car. You're exactly right. See, she put the little crank in front, has the little windshield, and see how she drew on the seats to make it look like it was leather and had a pattern on there. Yeah, that's a model, like a real car. Models are used usually by, some models are used by engineers and draftsmen to, they'll make a model, a small model of a big building that they're going to make. And today, here's another model. I want to show you this one. What is that? What's that a model of? Earth, yes.
It looks like a ball.
It is, because is Earth kind of like a ball? It's not as round as this. Mm. But see all the countries it has on there?
Yeah.
Just like our real world. This is a model to help you learn about the Earth and all the countries.
Well, where do we live on here?
Where do we live on here? Let's find where we live on here. We got to find the United States. There we are. And we're over here, right there. That's where Josie lives. Okay. So that's one kind of model. And today, can you look up there? You can't see inside of those, but we call them symbols, but it's kind of a model. There's going to be bread in there, little pieces of bread that represents
some juice.
And it represents Jesus' body and Jesus' blood that was shed for us. And you know, the dictionary talks about another kind of model. A model like a model student or a model person, which means that they have a really good character. They are someone that you can look at and trust, and you want to be like them. If you're a model student, then you do your best in school. You get good grades and you study hard. Okay, gotta leave it, gotta leave it. And people want to be a student like you. Now, do you guys want to be like Jesus? Yeah, he's our model. And who do you think he models after? Who do you think? Well, okay, let's see it here. He's a model of our Heavenly Father because he is just like our Heavenly Father. He acts like our Heavenly Father, he thinks like our Heavenly Father. And by showing us who the Father is, by showing us who the Father is, then hopefully that will help us want to be like him. So how do we learn about him? We talk about this a lot when we do children's stories. That's just more of them. How do we learn about Jesus, our model? Do you know? What did I give you? What did we give you in class to learn about Jesus with?
Bible.
The Bible, yeah. When we read our Bible. That helps us learn about Jesus. Do you have your own Bible and they read to you? That's good because then you'll learn about Jesus.
Pictures about Jesus.
That's it. That's good because then when you learn about him, will you want to be like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So.
And so does my grandma and grandpa.
Your grandma and grandpa?
Lexi.
And that's what a model does, helps us learn to be like them. So do you think we could pray today? Do you guys want to be like Jesus? Well, why don't we pray today and ask Jesus to help us be like him? Well, how about we pray for him too? Would you like that? We'll pray for Pounce too, okay? Okay, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much that you are the best model we could ever have. We want to be like you, and we ask that you would give us your spirit, change our hearts, change the way we think, help us become just like you and just like the Father. We ask that you would be with Josie and Leanna and with Pounce, and Father, that you will help them to be just like you so that they can be a model for other people to know you too. And we thank you in your name. Amen. Okay, so today,